Tonight's Common Ground segment focuses on the end of pandemic-related asylum rules, Title 42. This evening, we talk with three border town mayors about how they're preparing, what they're seeing on the ground. Joining us tonight are Mayor Cleo McCaw of Sierra Vista, Arizona, Mayor Don McLaughlin of Uvalde, Texas, and Mayor Javier Villalobos of McAllen, Texas. Mayors, thank you very much for the time. This is a busy time, and we appreciate you taking a moment. Let me start with you, Mayor McCaw. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? And are your people worried about what happens 12 a.m.?
Thank you, sir. First, I appreciate you letting us be on camera. And, sir, we are positioned about 20 miles north of the NACO land port of entry. And what we're seeing now is we have migrants that are at the border. They're about 100 per day, 100 in the morning, or around 60 in the afternoon. And they are being transported to Tucson straight out of NACO. We, as a city of Sierra Vista, we don't have the resources or the infrastructure to support migrants being dropped here in Sierra Vista. And there are no migrants being dropped here in Sierra Vista in our town. But they're being transported up to Tucson, which is about 60 miles away, going to our northwest.
Mm-hmm. Now, mayors in Texas, Mayor Villalobos, what do you see in McAllen?
It's totally different, of course. Here we've been dealing with a situation for over a decade. And fortunately, a lot of the issues have been gone somewhere else, for example, Eagle Pass, El Paso. And of course, we don't wish that on anybody. But here we go again. Brownsville is pretty much, I'd say, pretty much at capacity right now. When we know once 42 is lifted, we're going to get into issues again. We were expecting the possibility of a few thousand within a couple of days, and we've pretty much prepared for that. We have Catholic charities that we know can handle about 1,500. We had set up for about 2,000. But even before the lifting, we're already looking or expecting to have, by today, about 2,000 at our Saldúa's camp. So we're ramping up and trying to increase our capacity to about 5,000. This is not our problem. It's not a municipal issue. It's a federal government issue. But of course, we'll do what we got to do to keep our community safe.
Yeah, and that's stressing a lot of towns and cities along the border. Mayor McLaughlin, one of the things that has been talked about in recent days are these mass releases. We had the Department of Homeland Security Secretary and senators on Capitol Hill talking about that. Take a listen.
We could see very crowded, as we are now, we could see very crowded Border Patrol facilities. I cannot overstate the strain on our personnel and our facilities, but we know how to manage through such strain, as difficult as it will be.
Street releases are just what you would think they are. These are individuals that come in, literally fingerprint them, get a name and information. They send them into the country and ask them to turn themselves in to an ICE agent in any location that they want to be able to pick.
Mayor McLaughlin, that does not seem tenable over the long term.
No, it's not. I mean, you know, they tell us that they have it under control and that, but I can tell you right now, in our sector in Uvalde, that probably 75% of our Border Patrol, they're not on the border. They're in these processing places. The border's wide open. And right now they're telling us they're not going to release anybody here. But right now Eagle Pass is getting 20 buses a day. Del Rio, I think, is sitting at about 1,700 right now. They're right at capacity. And so when they hit that capacity, well, then towns like myself and Brackettville and that, you know, we have to worry, are they coming to us? And we don't have any resources here. We don't even have a bus that comes through here that's not full because it's already coming from Eagle Pass.
But look at the stats, Mayor McCaw. Title 42 stats by sector, Del Rio, Tucson, Rio Grande Valley. And you see how many people were being expelled from the country using Title 42. Now that that's expiring, it takes a major tool out of the toolbox.
Yes, sir, and I agree with Mayor McLaughlin. The issue is that most our Border Patrol agents are now inside their processing facility, processing the migrants coming into the U.S., and that leaves our border wide open. Just talked with our Sheriff Mark Downs this morning. We still have a problem with low drivers and and fentanyl coming across the border. We had chases yesterday that overturned vehicles here in Sierra Vista, south of Sierra Vista. We still have that problem that just is compounding, and we still just yeah. a crisis, sir.
I'm frustrated. I can hear the frustration in your voice, and I know these communities, all of them, all of your communities are feeling it. Mayor Villalobos, do you feel like there is a sense here in Washington that people are hearing you? Today, the House passed this bill, but it does not look like it's going to go anyplace in the Senate. What do you want to see from Washington?
And actually, what we want to see is some action, finally some action, of course. And I've said it before, and I ruffle feathers, and it doesn't matter. I think it has to be either party do something, because a lot of times they use this issue, more of a social issue, to divide people, to raise money, and no, it's affecting the communities. I said it even years ago, that maybe it wasn't affecting too much people or communities in the north, but they pass through the border areas and go north. And now they're realizing you have New York, the mayor of New York, the mayor of Chicago not talking about it, when before they never did. But this is something that we saw way before, and our federal officials should have seen it way before too.
Mayor McLaughlin, frankly, it's a matter of money. I mean, some of these towns, and I don't know about yours specifically, the resources are just drying up.
They are. They're drying up. Either the law enforcement empire. Before noon today, we had 5 high-speed chases through our community.
Five.
Two of them wrecked. And so every law enforcement officer we have is going to that. We constantly have foot traffic coming through, cutting fences. I go to coffee every morning with a group of ranchers, and all they do is show me their game cam cameras of the number of people that are coming through and cutting their fences. And all of this, where they tell us the border's secure and it's not open, we don't have anybody there to catch anybody.
Mayor McCall, final word here. What do you want to see?
We want to see more support on the border, sir. Bottom line, we need support down here, federal agents. To guard our border, to make sure that we don't have no more high-speed chases through my town, no more fentanyl coming north. We need those Border Patrol agents stationed. I understand about the migrants coming across. I understand about the processing, but the border is wide open. Talked to the sheriff this morning. The border is wide open. We need it closed.
Mayors, we appreciate your time, and I know you're busy, and this is a huge issue that we've been covering for a long time, and thank you for your comments on Common Ground.
Thank you very much.